堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天 Tate 女士和 Hale 先生再次会面，他们要商讨重新安排店面，更合理的陈列商品以方便顾客。例如就在鞋子部门旁边安放袜子柜台等等。好，我们去参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题。 Tate 女士建议 Hale 先生该怎么做。
To improve customer service, I'll hire more employees for peak hours.
You should also consider reorganizing the store.
How will that improve service?
Now, products are not conveniently arranged.
Such as?
Well, for instance, stockings and socks should be next to shoes.
Now they're on different floors.
It makes much more sense to have them in one area.
黑友先生开门见山，马上说出自己的打算，我们听听是什么。
To improve customer service, I'll hire more employees for peak hours.
他说要雇用更多的高峰时间的工作人员来改进顾客服务工作。我们接着听，佩里女士认为她这样做足以解决问题吗？
To improve customer service, I'll hire more employees for peak hours.
You should also consider reorganizing the store.
Tate 女士认为她还得考虑重新安排店面，英文是 reorganize the store. Tate 女士用 you should also consider 来引出自己的建议，这样说比较委婉，因为听起来是否这样做主动权在 Hale 先生手里，而实际上 Tate 女士是在向她提供建议。此外，接在 consider 后面的另一个动词词尾得加 ing。 我们再听一遍这条建议。
You should also consider reorganizing the store.
再听几个类似的例子，他们都是措辞委婉的建议，但是听起来像是供对方参考的想法。
You should also consider hiring more employees.
You should also consider training them.
我们来练习用这种委婉的方式提出建议，请听到我说的建议以后，马上用 you should also consider 开端的句型来引出这条建议，然后再对照一下我们的说法。例如我说你该多雇些人，你就马上这样说
you should also consider hiring more employees，
然后你会听到我们说的答案供你参考。
You should also consider hiring more employees。
好，我们开始吧。你该多雇些人。
You should also consider hiring more employees.
你该训练他们。
You should also consider training them.
我们回到他俩的谈话中来。Hale 先生听了 Tate 女士的建议，有什么反应呢？
You should also consider reorganizing the store.
How will that improve service?
Hale 先生问，重新安排店面如何能改进服务呢？这个问题说明他终于开始理解所谓顾客服务的意义了。顾客服务不限于商店的某一个特色或者措施，实际上它涉及商店的各方各面。重新安排店面其实是 Tate 女士提出的有关改进顾客服务的第五点建议。你记得前面提出的四点吗？他们是加快服务速度，增加货物品种，提高售货员业务素质，以及补充高峰时间的店员。好，我们接着听 Tate 女士进一步说明为什么得重新安排店面。
How will that improve service?
Now, products are not conveniently arranged.
Kate 女士说，目前的商品布置不合适，也就是不够方便顾客，这就影响到顾客服务了。Hale 先生听了有什么反应呢？
Now, products are not conveniently arranged.
Such as?
Hale 先生要听具体例子，所以说 such as, 意思是比方说呢。我们听听 Kate 女士举了什么例子。
For instance, stockings and socks should be next to shoes.
他说，长短袜子该紧靠鞋子部门。他这是把问题直接摊在桌面上了。Hale 先生能接受劝告吗？
Now they're on different floors.
Hale 先生显然认同了 Taylor 女士的看法，相关联的商品该安排在一起。他点名，目前情况是他们安置在不同的楼面上。但是这样安排不合理。我们再听听 Tate 女士的意见。
It makes much more sense to have them in one area.
It makes sense 是个习惯说法，解释为什么是合理的、合乎逻辑的。Tate 女士的话用了对比的说法，就是把它们放在一块来得合理的多。再听一次。
It makes much more sense to have them in one area.
我们再听一遍他俩的这段对话，边听边考虑这个问题的答案。
What does Ms. Tate suggest he do?
To improve customer service, I'll hire more employees for peak hours.
You should also consider reorganizing the store.
How will that improve service?
Now, products are not conveniently arranged.
Such as?
Well, for instance, stockings and socks should be next to shoes.
Now they're on different floors.
It makes much more sense to have them in one area.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们提供的答案。
What does Ms. Tate suggest he do?
Reorganize the store.
Hale 先生一心改进本店的服务工作，他又提出几种不同的想法，例如另雇一名裁缝免费为顾客修改服装，也可以在店内增设小吃部，并且使小吃部本身也成为吸引顾客的好去处。他还想到了代客停车服务。好，我们继续听他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题。 Hale 先生究竟想增加什么样的人员？
Maybe I should add more service-related personnel.
That's a good idea. Like a tailor to do alterations.
Free alterations while you wait.
While customers continue to shop and spend money.
How about a cafe? A place to relax while shopping.
Make the cafe exciting. Make it a destination.
People will come to the cafe and stay to shop.
That's it.And your new valet parking service will take care of their cars while they shop.
我们先听听 Hale 先生认为总的说来他该做什么。
Maybe I should add more service-related personnel.
他说我可能得增加服务方面的人员。他的句首用了 maybe, 说明他吃不准这是不是个好主意。其实他是在征求 Tate 女士的意见。Tate 女士怎么表示呢？
Maybe I should add more service-related personnel.
That's a good idea.
Tate 女士认为这是个好主意。那么她提出什么具体想法了吗？
Maybe I should add more service-related personnel.
That's a good idea. Like a tailor to do alterations.
Tate 女士出了个主意，雇用一名裁缝为顾客修改衣服。做修改是 do alterations. Alteration is spelled A-L-T-E-R-A-T-I-O-N-S. Hale 先生听了这个建议怎么说呢？
That's a good idea. Like a tailor to do alterations.
Free alterations while you wait.
这条建议显然打动了 Hale 先生。他进一步丰富这个想法，提出立等可取的免费改衣。 while you wait 是服务行业的常用语，意思是立等可取。他话里的 you 不指 Tate 女士，而泛指广大顾客。再听一遍这句话。
Free alterations while you wait.
我们再听听 Tate 女士怎么说这样做的真正用意。
While customers continue to shop and spend money.
Tate 女士的话和 while you wait 形成对比。她是说顾客的衣服在修改的同时，顾客在店内继续购物花钱。当然 Hale 先生不会希望顾客在那儿干等，把他们留在店里购物花钱才是他真正的愿望。我们接着听 Hale 先生还有什么主意。
How about a cafe? A place to relax while shopping.
Hale 先生想到开设小吃部，让那些到店里买东西的人有个歇脚的地方。他说How about a cafe? 来征求 Tate 女士的意见。How about? 起头的问句常常用来询问概况。我们再听一遍，并且听听 Tate 女士发表什么意见。
How about a cafe? A place to relax while shopping.
Make the cafe exciting. Make it a destination.
Hale 先生想到开设小吃部，让顾客休息，但是Tate 女士却自有她的生意脑筋，她的着眼点不在于让顾客休息，而是让小吃部富有吸引力，使它本身成为顾客向往的目的地。目的地的英文是 destination， D-E-S-T-I-N-A-T-I-O-N， destination。 我们重新听一遍她这句话，并且听听 Hale 先生是否理解她的意思。
Make the cafe exciting. Make it a destination.
People will come to the cafe and stay to shop.
Hale 先生显然领会了他的用意。他说人们会特地来光顾这个小吃部，接着就留在店里购物。我们往下听 Tate 女士还出了什么好主意，但是先得学个短语 valet parking. Valet parking. Valet is spelled V-A-L-E-T. Valet parking 是代客停车服务。
That's it. And your new valet parking service will take care of their cars while they shop.
Tate 女士说 That's it. 这句话表示 Hale 先生的领会一点没错。他随后补充说 Hale 公司设置代客停车服务，为在买东西的顾客管好车子。这听来像是随口说说的话，有这样的含义。由于商店增设代客停车服务，为顾客提供更大的便利，所以顾客大可放心地在店里花钱购物了。再听一次。
That's it. And your new valet parking service will take care of their cars while they shop.
接下来请大家再听一遍这段谈话，并且考虑这个问题的答案是什么。
What does Mr. Hale want to add?
Maybe I should add more service-related personnel.
That's a good idea. Like a tailor to do alterations.
Free alterations while you wait.
While customers continue to shop and spend money.
How about a cafe? A place to relax while shopping.
Make the cafe exciting. Make it a destination.
People will come to the cafe and stay to shop.
That's it. And your new valet parking service will take care of their cars while they shop.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们说的答案。
What does Mr. Hale want to add?
More service-related personnel.
增加这些顾客服务设施，当然会吸引更多的顾客。接下来的问题是怎么样保持客源？于是他俩商讨要设立优待老主顾方案，也就是 Valued Customer Program。Valued Customer Program。我们以前学过所谓 Valued Customer， 就是让商店得到比较大收益的老顾客。Valued Customer Program 具体做法是给购物的顾客记上点数，并且根据这些点数发给减价券，诱使他们再来购物。好，我们继续听他俩的讨论。 请边听边想这个问题。黑友先生想在顾客间树立什么风气？
Once I've attracted these customers, I've got to keep them.
That'll be easy. Offer a valued customer program.
An elite class of customer.
They'll get points every time they buy something.
What a great way to build customer loyalty.
Once they've earned X amount of points, they'll get special discount coupons.
Or free valet parking.
See? It's easy to offer good customer service.
黑友先生告诉我们，吸引顾客之后，他下一步得做什么？我们再听一次。
Once I've attracted these customers, I've got to keep them.
他说，我一旦吸引了这些顾客，就得留住他们。这里的 these customers 并不是现有顾客，而是指他想方设法改进服务而争取到的顾客。换句话说，他们还是假定会争取到的顾客。我们再听一次这句话。同时听听 Tate 女士的建议。
Once I've attracted these customers, I've got to keep them.
That'll be easy. Offer a valued customer program.
Tate 女士说，要留住顾客不难，只要提供优待老顾客方案。我们接着听 Hale 先生对这话的反应是什么。先学个生词 ,elite。E-L-I-T-E, elite。Elite 可以指特殊的 ，Elite class 是享受特权的阶层。
That'll be easy. Offer a valued customer program.
An elite class of customer.
Tina 女士提出的 valued customer program 是商店吸引顾客的老办法。这种方案一般会提供促使顾客来本店购物的物质刺激。例如赠送礼物、免费服务或者根据顾客的购买量而决定的减价比例。黑友先生对这种方案很熟悉，所以听了 Tate 女士的提议就说 An elite class of customer， 意思是要有享受特别优待的老顾客。我们再听 Tate 女士说明这个方案的一项具体措施。
They'll get points every time they buy something。
她说顾客每回买东西就会得到点数，这是造就老顾客的方法。顾客购物得到的点数可以登记在卡上或者存在电脑里，随着点数的逐步积累，顾客得到的优惠也越来越多。听了 Tate 女士的说明， Hale 先生发表什么评论呢？
They'll get points every time they buy something.
What a great way to build customer loyalty.
黑友先生说，这真是培养老主顾的好办法。再听一遍这句话。
What a great way to build customer loyalty.
What a great way to do something 是个表示赞叹的感叹句。我们再听两个类似的例子。
What a great way to attract customers.
What a great way to relax while shopping.
培养忠诚的老顾客是商店服务工作的目的之一。要是顾客觉得自己在某家商店受到了优待，他以后就会再来购物。顾客对商店的忠诚有助于建立稳固的客源，而关键是为商店提供了稳定的收益。那么 Tate 女士听了 Hale 先生的赞叹，又进一步说明什么呢？
What a great way to build customer loyalty.
Once they've earned X amount of points, they'll get special discount coupons.
Tate 女士接着详细说明优待老顾客方案的具体做法。她说，只要顾客积存了一定量的点数，他们就会得到特别的减价优惠券。再听一遍她的话。
Once they've earned X amount of points, they'll get special discount coupons.
她说 X amount of points， 这里的 X 指某一尚未确定的数量， X 常常用来指不定值的变量。再听几个例子。
Once they've spent X amount of dollars, they get a point.
Once they've gotten X number of points, they get a discount.
我们再听 Hale 先生说，除了减价券，还可以用什么来吸引顾客？
Or free valet parking.
See? It's easy to offer good customer service.
他说，或者顾客也可以得到代客停车服务。佩妮女士马上评论说，做好顾客服务一点不难。听来他相当赞许黑欧先生有关停车的提议，因为这说明他已经摸清做好顾客服务工作的门道了。佩妮女士说 ,See?实际上他不是在问问题，而是指出黑友先生已经开始懂得该怎么做了。再听一遍这句话。
See, it's easy to offer good customer service.
我们再听一遍这段对话，请边听边考虑这个问题的答案。
What does Mr. Hale want to build?
Once I've attracted these customers,I've got to keep them.
That'll be easy. Offer a valued customer program.
An elite class of customer.
They'll get points every time they buy something.
What a great way to build customer loyalty.
Once they've earned X amount of points, they'll get special discount coupons.
Or free valet parking.
See? It's easy to offer good customer service.
接下来请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们说的答案。
What does Mr. Hale want to build?
Customer loyalty.
现在请大家从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的全部讨论，复习一下今天学到的词句。
To improve customer service, I'll hire more employees for peak hours.
You should also consider reorganizing the store.
How will that improve service?
Now, products are not conveniently arranged.
Such as?
Well, for instance, stockings and socks should be next to shoes.
Now they're on different floors.
It makes much more sense to have them in one area.
Maybe I should add more service-related personnel.
That's a good idea. Like a tailor to do alterations.
Free alterations while you wait.
While customers continue to shop and spend money.
How about a cafe? A place to relax while shopping.
Make the cafe exciting. Make it a destination.
People will come to the cafe and stay to shop.
That's it. And your new valet parking service will take care of their cars while they shop.
Once I've attracted these customers, I've got to keep them.
That'll be easy.Offer a valued customer program.
An elite class of customer.
They'll get points every time they buy something.
What a great way to build customer loyalty.
Once they've earned X amount of points, they'll get special discount coupons.
Or free valet parking.
See? It's easy to offer good customer service.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。我们上一次听到怎么样询问别人对某一决定正确与否有多少把握。
Are you sure we made the right choice?
被问的人这样回答。
We'll see with time.
他不置可否地说，日后便见分晓。如果他要表示确定，措辞就不同了。
I'm sure we made the right choice. I'm positive we made the right choice. I'm certain we made the right choice.I know we made the right decision.
Sure, positive, certain, 在这儿都表示确定。而要是某人说 I know we made the right choice, 也表示他确定无疑。但要是这个人那样说呢？
I think we made the right decision.
这句话听来他虽然有相当的把握，但是不如刚才那些说法那样确定无疑。再听一种说法有什么不同？
I don't know if we made the right decision.
这样说显然对决定的正确性表示半信半疑，但是如果你百分之百的怀疑决定的正确性的话，就可以那样说。
I don't think we made the right decision.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lahey 和我邀请各位再来参加下次会谈，听听 Tate 咨询公司怎么帮助另一位顾客解决问题。我是维维，这个节目由 Lahey 博士编写，维维改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。